Aircheckdownloads.com.
It's Alan too.
Playing you the greatest hits in the morning on this Friday the 8th. TGIF, thank goodness it's Friday. You know, when you realise how long something happened ago, if you'll pardon my misappropriated words there, you suddenly realise quite how fast time is passing, don't you? Can you believe it's now 2 years? 2 years since we lost one of the greatest artists ever, Prince. Prince passed away 2 years ago. And this last week, he would have been 60 if he was still with us. So we thought we'd better mark this, A, because his music is iconic and will remain so, and B, because it's an important landmark. So we've got a documentary for you, which I'm sure you will enjoy. It's happening on Sunday night at 6 here on The Greatest Hits, during which you will hear from Prince's most famous fans. So they'll talk about him, meeting him, working with him, what his music means to them when they first heard him, and why his legacy runs so deep. What is it about the man that created all those songs that matters so much? The likes of Gabriella in it. You'll hear from John Legend, Glenn Tilbrook from Squeeze, other stars, Paloma Faith, Katie Tunstall, Beverly Knight, Shola Armour. Why is Prince forever in their hearts? Paloma Faith talks about opening for him and how it changed her view of live work forever, because I've seen Prince live, and maybe you did. Absolutely astonishing. 6 o'clock Sunday night on this radio station, we will celebrate the work of Prince around the time of his 60th birthday.
Hallam 2 Travel Update.
Get the latest 24/7
at hallam2.co.uk.
The M1 southbound between 29 at Chesterfield and 28.
The greatest hits.
Andy Crane in the morning. Hallam 2.
This is Hallam 2.
Playing the greatest hits for South Yorkshire.
Hallam 2 at 7:30 on Friday morning. Last night on the TV, millions of people watched young ladies crushing watermelons with their bottoms. Which show is the home of this highbrow entertainment? I shall tell you, and you'll get a full review very soon. First, though, at 7:30 exactly on Friday the 8th of June. Good morning. Time for your latest news headlines.
Labour's officially throwing us. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Hallam 2.
Andy Crane in the morning. Playing the greatest hits for South Yorkshire.
Hallam 2.
This is Hallam 2.
And those are the Fab Four.
Baby, you can drive my car. It's coming up 20 to 8. So last night on the telly, it was all happening in Love Island. It was all happening in Love Island. Apparently on Love Island last night, spoiler, I didn't watch this. I'm just telling you. The Georgia on Love Island got a text which read, "Islanders, in today's challenge, the girls will battle it out as superheroes to see who has the most girl power. Hashtag girls on top, hashtag Wonder Woman." And this is very now, isn't it? You know, equality, girl power. So how did Love Island establish which of the girls had the most girl power? They had to bounce up and down, sitting on watermelons until the watermelon broke. Highbrow entertainment. Oh, come on, who needs Newsnight? Who needs Newsnight when you've got Love Island's girls bouncing up and down on watermelons? I don't watch Love Island, but I like to keep abreast of it so I can have a conversation with my children. You may not watch Love Island. You may need to be able to contribute to the conversation in the office later today. So watching it for us, so you don't have to, it's our Nicola. Morning, Nicola.
You okay?
We're fine, thank you. And always good to hear your cheery voice.
Oh, bless you. Because I've just woken up. You're lucky it's working.
Oh, dear, really. I'm sorry.
Oh, you didn't wake me up. No, I was awake.
Right. Just before we do the review, on a scale of 1 to 10, how high was the likeometer last night? Like, you know what I mean? Because, like, whenever they say sentences, they, like, put like in the words all the time. Like on Love Island. It's like Island, isn't it? How high was the likeometer last night, Nicola?
It was very high last night. Kendall said a lot of likes. Yeah.
Okay, so it could yet peak even higher, the likeometer, later in the series.
Yeah, probably will. Yeah. It might do.
It probably will, yeah, like. Yeah. Okay, well, you've got, like, 25 seconds to, like, give me an entire review of, like, last night's episode. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Like, go.
So I've already decided I want Alex to win, because last night on his date, he told Rosie, all the best people are from Wales, and as a Welsh girl, that for me, job done, end of show, Alex has won. Okay, he's lovely. And he's also, I think he's this year's Camilla, so, I hope he finds love. And Kendall's lovely. I think she's showing integrity. She's just not snogging the first thing that comes away.
Stop, stop, works in 25 seconds. That's all you get.
I can keep going.
No, you only get 25 seconds, and what we've learned from last night's episode is that everybody wants to be Camilla.
Yeah, well, no. Camilla was last year, but everybody loved her because she was so sweet and
So everybody this year wants to be last year's Camilla.
I think the public will find out that Alex is the one that everybody will go, oh, bless him. Do you know what I mean? The public will want Alex to win because last year that's what they thought of Camilla. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Hallam 2 Travel Update.
Get the latest 24/7
at hallam2.co.uk.
There were two lanes closed on the M1 southbound between 29 at Chesterfield and...
The greatest hits.
Andy Crane in the morning. Hallam 2.
This is Hallam 2.
Where the greatest hits live.
This is Hallam 2, and all this last week I've been giving away tickets to the Less Rock Retro Festival. Remember the 80s festival? We had Little Bella on describing things from the 1980s. It was extraordinarily popular. Loads of people wanted to go, which is lovely. So I thought today we'd celebrate our love of the 1980s shamelessly. If you could have your own 80s festival, who would be your top three headline acts? Simple as that. You can text me 61054, or you can ring me and tell me why and who and whether you've seen him, 0333 2020 402. If you could build or create your own 80s festival, your top three acts would be whom? Now, for me, one and two, dead easy. It's basically all about particular songs. Duran Duran, Girls on Film, headlining, that's a given. No problem at all. Second on the bill, probably Spandau Ballet, just so I can hear them do chant number one. We don't need this pressure on. Thank you. That will be number two. Number three, I am so torn here. You could have then Jericho, so they could do Big Area. John Parr, I'd be delighted to see him do St. Elmo's Fire. John Mellencamp for Jack and Diane. But I'm going with Huey Lewis and the Power of Love. What would be your top three in your own 80s festival? 61054 with Andy as the first word of your message. 0333 2020 402. For me, it's the Duranis, Spandau and Huey Lewis and the News. Who is it for you? This is Hallam 2, playing your stars from Simply Red. So I need to know, please, if you could schedule your own 80s festival, who would be your top three acts? 61054 with Andy is the first word of your message, or ring me on 0333 2020 402. For me, the Duranis and Spandau and Huey Lewis and the News. Oh, and you never know, if you're lucky in the next hour, you might just win yourself a 1980s treat as well. I'll tell you more in a minute.
Get your glove box goodie at Arnold Clark with the latest news for South Yorkshire.
This
is Hallam 2.
Labour has come out in favour of safes.
Home of the greatest hits.
Andy Crane in the morning. Hallam 2.
Aircheckdownloads.com.